Hello and welcome to ReachMahjong.com's weekly podcast. With you as, well, often is, well, I'm always with you, but we haven't been so regular lately, is Garth of the Japanese Promo Mahjong League, and our other host, who is a hostess.
Jen! Yeah, dude!
Yes? Dude, me? What? Did I do something wrong? I mean, I often do, but what was
no,
it this
no,
time?
No, it's just that I don't think we have ever been regular, really.
I know, it's just a habit to say with you, as always, but then, you know, it's not really, I guess it could be
it
a lot
is
more.
As always, it's just that we're not regular.
Yes.
But it is always us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I guess when I'm saying always, what I mean to say is that...
every time that we do it.
Yes. It's the same people that are doing it again. Like we do. Like we always do when we do it.
Yes.
It's been a while since we have talked. So let's see, what's been going on? Have you been playing any Mahjong lately?
Not the past week. We had the Obon Yasumi in Japan. Uh-huh. And so I Yasumi'd. I took
you
the time off.
You rested.
Yeah.
Well done. As you must do sometimes.
Yeah.
It's what I do pretty much all the times, but, yes, you don't really do it enough, probably.
I do almost never.
Mostly, I guess I'm taking your part of the vacations, too. So that's where all your vacation time goes. It's, I'm taking it. Well then, I think it's been long enough since we talked that actually, cool news, we are both moving up. Or no, I'm moving up. Wait.
No. Oh my god, you're such a jerk.
I know. I totally screwed that up, huh?
Oh my god.
You're not moving down.
I hate you.
I know, what a jerk, actually. Well, cool news for me. I am moving out of D2 again, since I jumped down there by being late a year ago. Special new trick for jumping down leagues, because actually that's the first time I've ever heard of that happening. Had you ever heard of that happening before?
Nope.
I'm not entirely sure that was a new rule made just for me, but, yes. A year ago...
At least you were the first one that we know of who was used on.
Yes. I moved down. And, you know, interesting, so I, just randomly, I was reading, actually, so yes, I moved up, in case I ever missed that. I was reading some of the reports from League last session. And I kind of get the impression that A2... So, I'm not sure... This usually A2 has 16 people in it. And randomly, one of... a person that I play with in the semifinals of the Masters tournament 3 years ago, he was mentioning that one of the people in A2 suddenly... he hasn't seen him around lately. And then I was remembering, hey... That's interesting, because now I remember not seeing his name in the list of people playing in A2.
Yeah.
And not only that, there are only 15 people in A2. Well, twice we get it. So suddenly this person, who has been around for a very long time, he was also in the finals with me, and he was at the same table with this other guy who was just bringing it up in the semifinals. And this player, he's a pretty big deal. I think he even in Fight Club, too? I think he was in Fight Club.
Yeah.
And
wait.
He just disappears. And you can't imagine, I mean, what in the world could he have done so wrong?
Wait.
Now. His name is now Homeland or something, isn't that Zato?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Suddenly he is just no longer around. And this is not an entirely new thing in
Maybe
our league.
Maybe we need to read Nichanero more often. I bet they know why.
Huh. We could certainly get a lot of interesting views on why. Whether or not they have anything to do with the truth, it's hard to say. For those of you who don't know, Ni Channel is, would be sort of saying Channel 2 in Japanese. And it's the place where you go to find out sort of rumors and whatever when you can't find them out normally. And I think a lot of the stuff on there is probably just random goofiness that people are just kind of... I mean, they really are just rumors that are totally unfounded.
Yeah, there are a lot.
But some of them, I guess, sometimes you do get little kernels of truth on there. And that's probably where more of these stories end up coming out. Because, you know, so here's a player. He was in A2. He's been around for a pretty long time. And I think, you know, he was playing on lots of different things.
Did he win a title before?
Yeah, I think he won Masters. He won Masters already. So he's got to be a fairly big deal for the Japanese Pro Mahjong League. And then suddenly he's just ousted. And, you know, who knows if it's just like he has to be on a small vacation sort of thing, or if he's just on a break, or if he's actually been just thrown out of the league. Who knows? Actually, obviously somebody knows. But it's weird that as the Japan Pro Mahjong League wants to sort of present itself as a place for, you know, fans to come and be fans of players, then stuff like this happens and they don't really explain what happened to players that, you know, he probably had some fans.
Yeah.
I would imagine. You know, he's got a title. He's been in A2 for a while. And he's pretty well known. People seem to know who he is. And then he just gets disappeared.
Do you remember what Don he was?
I certainly don't remember what Don he was, but he has to have been, say, at least 6, because he's been around for a while, and in A2, so you pick up points pretty quickly there.
Yeah, I don't see him on their own website either. But, you know, that's like a really, it's so common here for that to happen. Everyone's so hush-hush, like, even when somebody passes away, they don't say how or why. It's just really different from the West.
Yeah, no kidding. You'd think there would be some sort of some sort of announcement.
Well, like last summer, there was a really, really, really famous Mahjong pro who passed away. And the only explanation of how or why was people speculating. You know, oh, he was wearing a hat a lot on the shows, so maybe he had cancer. But nobody said he died from cancer.
Uh-huh.
And that's just so strange for me.
That is strange, and especially given how really, really famous that guy is.
Yeah.
You think, you know, that, I mean, it would be the kind of thing, why can't they... obviously, the guy has a lot of fans. He wrote several books. His book was the first book that I ever bought for Mahjong. You'd think, you know, you'd say something for his fans.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like common. Even I've even been to a funeral of somebody that I knew that I was like friends with for a few years, and there was no talk about how.
Huh.
It was like very, very secret, and
that is really strange.
It's really.
So yeah, I mean,
something I'm not used to for sure.
So yeah, with death, it's something that's fairly common, and you know, this is not the first time it's happened in Mahjong either. A really famous player did something a little weird at the end of a final table, kind of not winning off of a friend, so that it seemed like perhaps she was trying to help her friend hold on to a higher place than she would have if she had actually won off her, like would have pushed her friend down to third place, but instead of winning off her, she didn't, and so then her friend was able to hold on to second place. And then, just because of that, this girl got bumped from A2 back down to B1.
No, but the problem with that was, although that was the result,
it wasn't even obviously that.
No, it wasn't, because, like, also for her position as well, she would have a chance to move up if she didn't win off of it. But if she won off of it, she wouldn't have a chance to move up.
She was... Oh, okay.
So actually, it's a very small, small, small chance, even for her. But it was in her own best interest to not win off that hand.
Yeah, and so then she gets punished for doing something like that, which, first of all, it seems strange because there was a legitimate reason for her to do that. And then second of all, there was no explanation anywhere on why suddenly this person who was in A2 and did fine in League got bumped down to B1.
Yeah.
Busted down to B1. It's a full-on demotion, you know? And then, you know, another player from that came and saw us in Osaka, you know, fun guy, suddenly he disappears from A1. And there's no explanation anywhere about what goes on.
Yeah, you can only hear it in rumors. It's just ridiculous.
And these are big players, you know. I mean, they've been around for forever. They're A-leaguers.
Yeah.
And just disappeared. It's a little disappointing.
Yep. It's weird.
Well, maybe that's why we don't get on TV. They're just trying to make it easier for them to disappear us when they actually when they really want to.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, if they did that to us, we would make a fuss.
Because we are loud. And not so beholden, I guess, to the quiet rules.
Yep. We don't have to be.
That's why they like us, I guess. So let's see. That was Normal League. Normal League for everybody but the A-Leagues finished this month. I get to move up into D1, so I will finally again be in the same league with Jen. Yay! We can ruin each other's day by being at the same table.
Oh my god, I need to move up really fast.
Yes. I have to say, I hate League. I really, really hate it. And from now on, just because I never do well in League, and just because everybody that does well still does seem to talk about Nagari all the time. When I say I don't do well in League, then they say, well, I guess I'm not lucky. I'm really unlucky in League. And what can they say? Because it's something they say all the time.
Yeah, I'm really unlucky on Mahjong Fight Club.
Yeah, what do you think you're unlucky on Fight Club?
I don't know. I can't win, ever.
Because I have a pretty good record on Fight Club in general, but at least for the last week, I have not been able to win, and it's been really kind of mysterious. I don't understand why I can't win at all. Like, every single time I push at all, it's somebody's winning tile. It's just like, well, dude, come on.
Yeah, like every the only time, tile I could possibly discard to be ready or tempai is somebody's kanchang, gutshot weight.
Yeah, that's another thing. Lately, it seems like every single gutshot is... It was the perfect decision. They draw it on, usually if I don't throw it, they draw it on the first turn anyway. It's like ipatsu, 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 and they're all gut shots. I'm like, come on, here I wait for the three sided weight, and then you're gonna draw your gut shot ipatsu every single time.
Yeah, exactly.
And I get two times today. I had limit hands. I had ready limit hands, and I couldn't win either one of them. Although you said you did win a limit hand today, right?
Oh yeah, I got Daisong again, and still got second place. I still couldn't win the freaking game.
did you get second place because somebody already had a big score and you busted?
No, person? I think it was because I actually I only had I had less than 10,000 points when I won the limit hand, so that brought me up to the 30,000 range.
I see. Let's see. We also had Kita Kanto, North Kanto League, but you were out of town for that, weren't you? Oh, you were playing in
I was in Osaka that week, yeah.
When you were playing in Osaka this last time, were you playing three-person Mahjong or four-person Mahjong?
I played both.
Both?
Mm-hmm.
When you're playing for like guest jobs, which do you prefer to play usually?
I like three-player better. I don't know. It doesn't really matter to me that much. I like they're both fun. I just like playing Mahjong.
These were all in Osaka, or were they out of, some in Kobe also, or?
So I had 2 days in Osaka.
Uh-huh.
We had 1 day in Nagoya, and the next 2 days I was in Osaka. And 1 day in Kyoto, and my last day back in Osaka, but in a different city, not Osaka City, right next door to Osaka City.
Yes, Osaka is fun, and we will be in Osaka if any of you happen to be in town. We will have a little guest tour in Osaka in the beginning of October. starting October 7th, I guess. No, it's starting October 8th. No, wait, starting October 7th.
October 7th.
Starting October 7th. We will be in Osaka. We have a few dates set, and we will be doing our live Japanese show there, too. So if you have any interest in that, come check us out. But let's see, getting back to Mahjong. North Kanto. North Kanto is really boring this time around.
Oh, really?
Well, so the way North Kanto works, for those of you out there, is the top four players at the end of the league session play in a playoff to see who wins the league. And in general, you know, the top, say, 5-10 players will be within, say, 50 or 60 points of each other. So if somebody had a really big day, that you could make it into the top four, you know, not such a big problem. Right now, the top three players all have, like, 230 points.
Hmm.
230 points after five or six sessions.
Wow.
That's ridiculous. So it's true that I did miss the first three sessions. So I have another six sessions, I guess. I have another six sessions to bump myself up to those big scores. But really, first, second, and third place, they just have to not get big minuses. I mean, if they could get minus 5 points every single game for the rest of the season, and they would still, they'd still be fine for making it into the top three, at least probably the top three spots.
Yeah.
Minus five every game would be, say, minus 20 per day, and that'd still be only 60. All three of them would still have more points than the number one person had after the last time we did league. Although, to be fair, the last time, this season is the first time that they have turned our league into a year-long league. So where we used to play five sessions, and then at the end of five sessions we would play that playoff, this year I think we're playing nine sessions. And then, nine sessions or eight sessions? Is it nine or eight? Do you remember?
We have to play eight.
I think we only have to play
11.
Eight. Yeah, 8 out of 11. So there are only, there are only three more sessions, but still, these players have 230 points. It means that first, second, and third are pretty much decided, and everybody, say, who isn't two minus already, is going to be fighting for fourth place to make it in, to make it onto the final table. And I already have minus 40 points, so I am not really looking very favorable there. I still have five sessions, but five sessions I'd probably have to get up to at least 100 points. That means plus 30 per session. That is a pretty tough average. I mean, to get 100 points even in any five sessions is actually still pretty good.
Mm.
Right? So already, like, I'm not even halfway through my North Kanto, and it's already like, oh, God, do I really have to go? Because it's such a pain in the neck to get to, too.
Yeah. I just missed my third one, so now I have to go for the rest of the time.
Oh.
But, yeah, but I don't know, but I like that.
It is a fun
trip,
group, at least,
actually, yeah.
There is always afterwards yakiniku, Korean barbecue,
yep.
And having fun with the group. And it's a fun group, although, God, why don't they give me a little heads up? At the last session, there was no pro-amateur league, and one of the things about our league is that, our league in North Kanto, is that they have a pro-amateur league up there so that some of the amateurs can play with the pros in a league. Cool idea, except nobody told me that they didn't have that league last this month,
mm-hmm.
which meant that everybody was going out to hang out after the session last time. So I had already made plans to go, I think, to a movie. I already had plans to go to a movie. Girlfriend had already bought the tickets online. Had to go.
Yeah, but you always have plans after.
I don't always have plans.
You
after.
Always do. Even when we have, like, Bonenkai, the end of the year party.
Nobody tells me ahead of time.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that they'll have the end of the year party in the December session.
Really?
I don't know. I've never scheduled anything after North Kanto, so I don't really understand your feeling. You always, like, jam-pack your, like, playing plans. And usually I just have to work, so.
Yeah, so you don't make playing plans.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You always make playing plans.
It's funny, too, because I don't actually plan anything ever, really. What is it that I'm always rushing off to at the end of these sessions? It doesn't feel like I'm always rushing. But yeah, so it is a fun group that we have up there, because they like to party. It's the party league.
They like to party. Yeah, they're really fun.
So we've been talking. What is it that we are going to do to be able to win title? How are we going to win a title? I'm starting to think that one of the problems that we have winning a title is that we have to start at the bottom every time.
Yeah.
Because we haven't, you know, unless, a couple times I've had seeds, and I have made it pretty far on some of my seeds. I made it to the finals in one tournament. In the OE League, I've made it to the top 28 twice, and the top 72 once. So, you know, I'm not totally blowing it there, but, I mean, especially in the OE League, or in the OE tournament, you know, from the best 72, like, a third of the field joins from there. Mm. Which is just like, come on, are you kidding me? That's just ridiculous. Because anybody who has ever won the tournament gets to start from that late stage of the tournament. Which in the end makes, you know, and that system I think just makes every tournament like the Ten Steps tournament, where it's basically they're all seeded. Well, of course the people with more experience are going to be in the tournament later. They just have more points. They get to start later.
Yeah, exactly.
Annoying.
As Seto Kuma said, if you just win a tournament, then you won't have that problem anymore.
Yeah, so why don't you just win? I guess he's right. We should just win.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that the way we have to do that is we just have to play more tournaments. It's the shotgun method.
Yeah.
If we play more tournaments, we have to win one eventually.
If we live that long.
Yeah, well, I mean, at one point, there will be enough crappy players at all of our tables on the way to the final table that we will luck our way into winning a tournament. Which is exactly what I'm going to say when I win a tournament. I'm just going to say, I guess I got really lucky. Because heaven knows I'm not actually good enough to win this tournament.
I think I just don't get enough sleep before tournaments. I'm going to start sleeping more before tournaments.
You know...
I'm not going to take any work on the day before a tournament anymore.
Something interesting that I've been thinking. I think nothing of getting absolutely smashed the night before league or a tournament or whatever, and then just showing up and barely being able to see and even just draw tiles. And it doesn't really... I don't imagine that affects my playing ability there at all. And yet... not really a related game, but playing online Boggle, when I am hungover, I can't believe how crappy my scores are.
Yeah.
And it's funny that I don't imagine that it affects my Mahjong as much as it obviously affects my my Boggle scores.
Well, it sure affects you being on time for Mahjong.
All right, that's a totally different problem, yes, of course, but... Yes, but I used to think, because actually I had such a generally impressive record, at least for a year there, of showing up pretty smashed for league, both normal league and North Kanto, and I won two leagues like that. But that strategy has not worked so well for the last year.
Yeah.
I think it must be an age thing.
I think you need to... I don't know.
Yes. What I really think I need is to at least get up to a league where I'm starting... where I'm playing on Saturday. Because once you get into Saturday, probably not going to make it to... Oh, C1 also plays Saturday morning, huh?
Sunday morning? Oh, C1.
C1 plays Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So that could be problematic. I'll be fine in C2. Because that'll be Saturday afternoon. Friday nights are usually not that out of control. It's the Saturday nights that get out of control.
Yeah, but you don't even have to go.
No. I have to go.
You don't have to go.
You can't just ignore people saying, it's my birthday.
Everybody has a birthday every year. What is special about it?
Getting smashed.
And you get smashed every day, so what is special about it? You know what? For people's special birthday, you should specially not get smashed just for that day, since you get smashed on every normal day of the week.
You know what? You really gotta hate having your own logic thrown right back in your face. When you were so clever and you said that before, and then somebody is clever and gives it right back to you. That really hurts.
I don't enjoy celebrating my own birthday, so I don't. There's nothing special about a birthday. It's not like you did something special to get that birthday.
Well, I did. I almost made it my mom's birthday.
You didn't.
I bet I did. I bet I had a hand in that.
Yes. You were so lucky about that.
Well, I was not totally uninvolved.
I think you were totally uninvolved.
I had something to do with it. She couldn't have done it without me.
Do you have any more Mahjong to talk about?
No, I think, it's been... That's the thing. We just finished Obon, so we are a little bit off of Mahjong at the moment. We're doing our... We're in the middle of our little popularity contest on Fight Club. So playing...
Yeah, if
more.
You're in Japan, come vote for us on Fight Club.
Yes. So that's pretty much the only place I'm playing Mahjong right now.
And I'm playing, like, every day starting today. And I'm broadcasting in the morning in Japanese every morning.
You're definitely improving your stand a little bit.
Well, I did move up from standing. 12th place to 11th place in the girls' ranking.
And you're not exchanging places with her anymore. You're like actually gaining ground, or you're,
yeah, I'm
you're
pulling
putting
away from her,
putting distance between you.
Now
and her.
Now I just have to catch up with the person in front of me, and then
which
I'll
is
be all
chore.
Set.
And you having pulled off at least jumping up one spot. Now I'm thinking, all right, I have to do that also, because last year when we did this, I was in 5th place, and at least the goal they chose for me was to just be in 5th place again. So I'm thinking I should really try to improve myself up to 4th. So yeah, working on it. Let's see. Yes, like I mentioned before, we will be in Osaka in the beginning of October.
Yep.
So put that on your calendars and get to Osaka. If you're in Japan, play Fight Club. And also look for Nangoku Mahjong, because it apparently is still out there some places.
Yes. Especially in the, like, away from cities and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, countryside, pachinko parlors. do you have anything coming up?
Nope.
League is starting again relatively soon because of this new way we do it.
Yeah, in September again.
September 1st, first weekend of the month. We will be in D1 trying to get into the C leagues, where I have been for one session and instantly just blam, moved up. Could not have had a worse showing in the C leagues. So maybe I'm just a D league player, who knows? I am only lucky enough to win in the D leagues. It's annoying, too, because a lot of our friends from when we started moved up in different leagues. Uchi moved up from B1 to A. He's an A-leaguer now.
Can't believe that. I just need to concentrate more on Mahjong.
One of our favorite people, Saru, is doing great in A1. He has a shot at being maybe the youngest Hoi ever.
Wow.
Phoenix Cup winner.
Why won't he marry me?
he does seem to be a little serially dating. Perhaps you could edge your way in there.
Yeah, I'll be the one that he sticks with, I think.
think Kami Murda, our old boss at the at Sentenbo, he also moved up, I think, to B1, perhaps. Kono, our buddy Kono moved up. So yes, our goal, perhaps, if we do not get to talk to you again by next week, it will be after League. Perhaps we
No, we're going to do another one next week, for sure.
Really? Because yeah. We'll have played more Mahjong.
I don't freaking care. We're doing a podcast.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to find some Mahjong to play then. Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. I've out-talked the music. look for us online.
Let's make it louder for you.
I am Garth E on Twitter. GARTHEEE.
I'm Mahjong Jen with one N in each word.
I think we've made some new friends, or at least we've got some new follower friends from the USPML crowd. Thanks to you guys for listening and tweeting at us. And yeah, if you have any questions, I am much better about checking my tweets than I am checking my mail. But send us some questions, suggestions. Sometimes we even make it onto the forums at reachmahjong.com. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
We'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Catch you next week.
See ya.